Just One Wish, a Kingston Family novella by Carly Phillips, performed by Mackenzie Cartwright and Alexander Sendes. Axel Forrester adjusted his sunglasses and leaned back against a lounge chair, grateful for the first warm, summer-like day in June in the Hamptons. Xander Kingston's dog Bella sat by his side. An extra pair of glasses lay on the table beside him. He picked them up and propped them over the golden retriever's eyes. "There you go, girl. That's better, isn't it?" He patted her on the head and she stretched out on the ground, leaving the glasses in place. He tipped his head up to the sky and closed his eyes, enjoying the heat on his face. As a California kid, his first winter in New York had been a huge adjustment. He'd moved here last summer when he'd become the drummer for the original Kings, and had spent the first couple of months bunking at the lead singer Dash Kingston's house. Axel learned fast that the band was a tight-knit bunch, all living in Dash's home, until a baby scare with a groupie put Dash in need of a fake girlfriend to fix his reputation, and Axel's sister Cassidy had played the role. Now Cassidy and Dash were married, having wed in front of family and friends this past winter. Axel had rented a house nearby, as had Jagger, the guitar player, and Mac, the bassist. But Axel and the guys spent more time at Dash's home studio, or here at Xander's, than at their own places. Xander complained about the fact that the band had followed Dash's lead, making his house their home away from home, but nobody believed Xander really considered them unwanted company. And Sasha, the famous actress Xander had married this past spring, welcomed them, as long as they knocked first. Given the Kingston family's dysfunctional background, courtesy of their now-deceased father, the fact that four of the five siblings were settled and happy gave a guy like Axel hope that he'd meet the right woman. He was sick of the rock star lifestyle, the parties after the shows, the groupies, and the drinking. At 30 years old, he wanted a partner for life. And if he couldn't find the right woman? He opened his eyes and glanced down at the dog that didn't belong to him, giving her a long rub down her spine. "We all know the truth. You're my girl, Bella, right?" She lifted her head at the sound of her name. "Quit trying to steal my dog's loyalty." Xander walked out of his house and joined him on the lounge chair beside him. "Why is she wearing my sunglasses?" he asked. Axel figured the answer was obvious. "Because it's sunny out and I'm protecting her eyes. Know where she wouldn't be squinting? Inside. Because when I'm not home, that's where she belongs." Xander gestured toward the house, and Axel shrugged. "Sasha let me in and said I could relax by the pool, and you know Bella loves being with me." Xander rolled his eyes. "When you finally buy a house, make sure you have your own pool, okay?" Axel ignored him, much as Xander's brother Dash would have done, and picked up his phone. Out of habit, he began scrolling through his social media. He had a fan page on both Instagram and Facebook that he paid someone to run and post fan-engaging photos. But if a comment struck him, occasionally Axel would answer. Otherwise, he left it to the professionals. He also had a private page from his teenage days that only friends, family, and old acquaintances could see. He didn't often check out what the people he'd known in the past were up to, and he didn't need social media to tell him what his sister and friends were doing. But he was feeling nostalgic, so he began to scroll through the friend page for the first time in ages. Familiar faces were displayed in his timeline. Men he'd known now had wives and kids, had just gotten engaged or married or showed off newborns in their arms. It stood out how different Axel's life was from theirs. One other thing stood out to him. "Jesus, these guys haven't aged well." "What the hell are you looking at?" Xander asked. He glanced at his friend. "Facebook. Guys I went to high school with, half of them are bald and the other half have huge stomachs." He shook his head and continued to scroll through the page. "The women look good," he said more to himself than to Xander. "Do you ever go through yours? It's like a blast from the past." Xander shook his head. "No, not a people person," he pointedly said. Axel chuckled and didn't take offense. Annoying Xander was like the band's favorite pastime. Another swipe of his thumb and a familiar brunette caught his gaze. He paused. Gorgeous chocolate brown eyes stared at him, eyes he remembered looking into his as he'd eased himself inside her. She hadn't been his first, but once he'd asked her out, she'd been his only.